Carnegie Hall is associated with music, but it will be celebrating the best in art next month. Among those being honored will be a Mountain View junior, Annie Willis, who was recently singled out nationally for a charcoal drawing of hers. I'm Kelly Blyer, and the artistic promise of Mountain View student Annie Willis is the focus of this week's Heart of the Arts on Take 5.
I was pretty excited.
Junior Annie Willis is a pretty shy student, but her talent is hard to miss. Just ask her teacher, Shannon Carroll.
It's a gift. I feel kind of with my hands tied because I give her assignments and she just knocks them out of the park every time. So it's just really a treat. And you can see as you interviewed her peers, it's contagious. And so they all kind of glean off of each other. So that's a real, real gift.
Mrs. Carroll gave her students the assignment of redoing a famous painting incorporating a skeleton. Annie did that and submitted it in the Scholastic Art Contest. She describes her submission.
So it's got a bear in a forest, and then there's a man who's actually, I drew him as a skeleton because that was the assignment, and he's like leaping up to like attack the bear, and it's with charcoal. Well, I really like nature, and I just thought it was had a cool composition to it, and I just liked it.
She submitted it to the Scholastic Art Show that was up at COCC. She won a gold medal there, and then it was moved on to the regionals, and then it won a gold there, and then that qualified her to go to Carnegie Hall. So one in a million opportunity. She's super talented. She came in talented as a freshman. She continues to grow. Sunday, Pacific Northwest College of Art was here to interview her, and they said, you know, if we could give her a scholarship now, we'd love to have her start art school. I mean, that's how talented she is, and she and her sister are only juniors, so I can't wait to see how far their star rises. I think they said there were over 200,000 submissions. And then within each area, there were maybe, you know, within each region of the country, there were like 40 winners. So, I mean, it's just, it's like a gold medal in the Olympics. It's a really big deal, so.
Annie is a twin, and her twin sister Abigail is her biggest supporter, though they both competed in the same national art contest.
I was a little bit jealous, but mostly I was just happy for her. I got a gold key, but it just didn't go as far in the competition as hers did.
Annie says they have similar interests.
Both of us growing up, we've always just been interested in art and nature, and we get inspired by the same things, and we both just enjoy drawing.
Her classmates are thrilled for Annie's success. Jeremy Wall.
It's pretty cool, actually, yeah. Her charcoal drawing was really, really something.
Marley Weedman.
It was awesome. We love Annie, so. Working with Annie, like working next to her, has improved my art a lot, I think. I think watching her and like, she's just so good. And so, I don't know, I think she's an inspiration for us. She's a really, really good at realism in animals, and so my realism has gotten a lot better.
So the Willis family, Annie, Abigail, and their parents will travel to New York in late May to go to Carnegie Hall. They're looking forward to the recognition and what they'll be able to see.
I was there when I was really young, so I don't remember.
So this will be a big, yeah, big deal. What do you want to do when you're there?
Just explore the city, walk around a lot.
Congratulations, Annie. Keep up the good work. Your teacher is expecting big things in your future.
She will, yes, move well above and beyond the zip code and do amazing things. So, yeah, super treat, yeah.
For Heart of the Arts, I'm Kelly Blyer. News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.